The Gemara tells us in Pesachim about the halach of Kiddush b'makom suda. That it's not enough just to make Kiddush, at least midrabanan, you have to make Kiddush in the place where you're going to eat. And according to everybody, if you washed and had your meal, challah, bread, matzah, everyone agrees it's Kiddush b'makom suda. The Vilna Gaon, she says, Makbid, that every in order to be Yotzei Kiddush b'makom suda, you have to actually have pas, pas as in bread. Others, the Gaonim, assume, no, Kiddush b'makom suda, pas above a kistin is enough, that if you have a Kiddush in shul and have the right mizonos, so one can fulfill Kiddush b'makom suda. The nafkamina is when you go home to have your meal, do you make another Kiddush? Everyone agrees you can, and I say there's no harm. All you need to make is a boer priyagafen, so you might as well. But strictly speaking, we seem to paskin like the Gaonim, that you could be Yotzei Kiddush b'makom suda even without bread, and it's a separate halacha. Sholos sudas is a Kiddush, in other words, Kiddush b'makom suda is one din, having sholos sudas is another din. Kiddush b'makom suda, that's a shaila. What 2 days in the Rashbam it sees is the purpose of Kiddush b'makom suda to be makshib the suda or to be makshib the Kiddush. So, and perhaps that could be the issue whether you actually need bread or even possibly a kist in other areas. So the shaila is many, those who eat gebrak, the can don't only have shahakal cake, and it comes up if you're in the hotel. So what do you do if you don't, if you want to make Kiddush, you want to eat? So obviously one eats, according to everyone, you could have your meal. But let's assume you can, you don't want to. So is there any other eats? So the going and bring down, and we passing like this, so at least, so number one is make it over bread. But if you can't, there's halacha also, Kiddush b'makom suda, it seems to be almost as good as mizonos, that if you drink a revius of wine, so that makes it Kiddush b'makom suda. It's a further debate. Is it for the one drinking it, the one making the Kiddush, does he have to bring two revius, one for Kiddush and one for b'makom suda, or not? So certainly the one listening to it, they have to drink a revius. It's not enough just to hear the Kiddush. You have to drink a revius of wine, and we assume grape juice is as good as wine. So again, if you can have a meal, have a meal. If not, Kiddush b'makom suda, rely on drinking the shear of yayin or grape juice. Let's say you don't want to, you can't drink, it's way too much, you can't drink that much. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Shote Hagiborim. He writes, if b'shas adchak, you can rely on the Shote Hagiborim, the Kiddush b'makom suda. You could even use Mine Targima, where he talks about fruit. Discussion, cooked fruit, other fruits. So therefore, if you do that, so that's also considered Kiddush b'makom suda. You still have to go back and have a suda. Again, so whether you, if you rely on the Shite Gibor, Shote Giborin Kiddush b'makom suda, or the Gaonim, so then you don't say Kiddush b'makom suda, you don't have to make another Kiddush. But, so certainly if you're in a, they came up when I was in a hotel, so therefore they had, they have Hashkama Minyan and they have a regular Minyan. So besides wanting to dive into Hashkama, so they also have a breakfast. So the breakfast goes, whatever the time is, 8 to 10. So clearly, if you go to the 8 o'clock minyan, if you eat before davening, it's not an issue. But if you don't eat before davening, it's not that it's a concern because they have a big kiddush afterwards anyway. But let's assume, so it comes up, you go to Hashkama, you want to go in for breakfast. And now, obviously, you could wash, have matzah, make a yumiya. But let's say you don't. So certainly, the number one is obviously kiddush. You drink a revius of wine, if you can, two revius. But that works. But if the Shote Giborim says cooked or regular fruit, so there's plenty of that going as a whole. Lox, There's different fishes, there's vegetables, there's cakes, so there's plenty to make into Kiddush B'Makom Suda. So that's either you rely on the Gaonim, that drinking enough Yayin, that makes the Kiddush B'Makom Suda, or you have to show that those who illegally, meaning against hotel rules or the Mashkiach rules, they bring in their own cake. Let's say they bring, I guess it's in your room, it's not an issue, you're really not supposed to bring it into the dining room, even because the hotel is gebruchs, even though they're not gebruchs because we're dealing with chassidim, only gebruchs, the gebruchs because it's a business decision. You know, you want to get to have more people. So some people, if you bring your own mezonos, then you can do Kiddush B'Makom Suda on the mezonos. So either way, so then on the third shot, then is if you can't do any of the others, so you have, there's a big Kiddush of Ramosha, not many accept it, but Ramosha says it. I think he even did it on Pesach. I think he made Kiddush and had some tuna. Ramosha, she did it, two dinim. Because what's the simple pshat, or what do people assume? That the problem is you need Kiddush B'Makom Suda. So if you don't, if the Kiddush is no good, so then you're eating your Suda, or you're eating food without Kiddush, so it's a problem. The Ramosha has a Kiddush, and no, there's two dinim. There's one halacha, heter achila. If you make Kiddush, you can eat whatever you want. You can have as good as you want, whatever you want. So the Kiddush is matir de achila. And then, of course, Ramosha agrees when you go home, when you go back to for lunch, you have to make, when you have your Suda, you got to make Kiddush over again. So it comes out, if you go with the Kaonim or the Shote Giborim, they're saying b'di'evet or l'chadchila, you could be Yotze Kiddush B'Makom Suda, so then technically you wouldn't need another Kiddush at lunch. But according to Rav Moshe, that it's just a din in Keter Achila, so Rav Moshe would say you have to make another Kiddush to be Yotze. You're not being Yotze Kiddush B'Makom Suda, you're Yotze Kiddush to Keter Achila. In fact, that's the whole discussion, because there's a, it's not so much on Pesach, because it, but I guess you couldn't, if you have schnapps, you want to make Kiddush on schnapps, so then the people, it's a whole machokas, the Magen Avraham says you still need a full glass, but there's a sheet that's a taz, where the taz doesn't say it directly, but based on the taz, that you can use a shot glass, because that's the normal way of drinking. The taz actually, I think, says it by Bore Nefashos, that by Bore Nefashos, that if that's the normal way you drink, so even if you have a little bit, that perhaps warrants a Bore Nefashos. That's based on, I think, the Tosis and Brachas. That's what Ramosha points out. So even according to Ramosha, you don't even have the Taz to rely on. Because he says the Taz only says it by Bore Nefashos. That's because there's a Tosis Shita. But over here, to be Yote, Ramosha would be against being Yote Kiddush if you're only having a small shear. By the Taz over there, by Bore Nefashos, has what to rely on. However, based on that Rav Moshe, you need to share the Magen Avraham. However, based on this, if you take this Rav Moshe, okay, so I'm not Yotze Kiddush, but I'm definitely not Yotze Kiddush B'Makom Suda, but maybe perhaps I'm Yotze the Mitzvah of Kiddush in terms of the Heter Achila, and then therefore I could go ahead and make Kiddush good. Is that so? It's quite shy all year round, but especially on Pesach, but today it's hard to get mezonos cake, especially if you're in a hotel, which is doesn't have any. So if you could get mezonos cake, great. So you do the Kiddush B'Makom Suda on the wine and the mezonos cake. If not, you have the Shote Giborim B'Shas HaKach. And if not, you have Ramosha that you can make Kiddush. You can't eat them, but you want to eat something, so you make Kiddush, eat a little bit, even, I think he ate tuna fish. And then when he went back, he had Kiddush B'Makom Suda. I think I believe Rav David, his son, did not go for this heter. But that's the sheet that's Rav Moshe. Those are different opinions. What you could do if you stuck B'Shas Kiddush and you did not have any mezonos available.